Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's time to go behind enemy lines as we do each and every week right here on The Fan Upstate. And, man, we're joined by Jeff Colhane, the Director of Broadcasting for Seminole Sports Properties, play-by-play voice for Florida State football and men's basketball. You know, Jeff, compared to what preseason expectations were, I think it's still a big game Saturday night in Death Valley. I would love to know, from the Florida State perspective, how are fans viewing this game now compared to the way we were viewing this game before the season started when we thought, boy, this one might have big implications?
Well, it's great to be on with you guys, and we're excited about tomorrow night, a night game in Death Valley special, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know Florida State fans are looking forward to it, and certainly Mike Norvell and company. You know, every game it feels like, for both Florida State and Clemson fans, has emotion attached to it right now with the way the seasons have gone and how you want the season to end to build momentum towards 2026. Because for the first time in, shoot, how many years, neither FSU or Clemson are going to factor into the ACC championship, which is frustrating for both sides. And, you know, honestly, guys, I think every time you circle FSU and Clemson on the calendar, you're thinking it's going to have college football playoff implications or conference championship implications. And, you know, for Florida State, before this season started, we really weren't sure what this season was going to look like after last year's, you know, just frustrating season, frustrating campaign. And so, you know, after the Alabama game for Florida State, I think expectations were recalibrated in a lot of ways. But the last month prior to the Wake Forest win really sucked a lot of life out of it, and that's unfortunate. You know, the big thing, I think, from a Florida State perspective is we've seen this team play great football. And when you beat Alabama, you're capable of beating anybody. And we saw that come back out last week with a dominant performance over Wake Forest. So, you know, I think the big question for Florida State fans is what type of FSU team is going to show up. And from a Clemson perspective, you know, what do they have left in the tank? They're obviously talented enough. They obviously have a lot of guys that have won a ton of games. You know, which teams are going to show up in this game tomorrow night is the big question.
Jeff, Tommy Castellanos, we know he's a confident guy. We all remember the offseason quotes that Nick Saban's not here to help you, and he backed it up. He won the game against Alabama to start the season. But when he looks at game film, and he's going to be looking across that line, a Clemson secondary, yeah, that's loaded with guys that are going to be playing in the NFL, but it's a secondary that is not playing well right now. They're not tackling well. They're not seeing the field well. Just something's amiss with that Clemson defense. What kind of conversations or what kind of quotes have you heard out of Tommy this week leading into that game? Because he's got to be licking his chops.
Well, I've heard nothing, to be quite honest with you. He hasn't said anything, and there hasn't been any predictions or you know, any of the things we heard back in late June from him. He has, you know, been since that point in time the leader of this football team, even during a run and a stretch where things didn't go well. He took accountability. After the win against Wake Forest, he let the fans know that the players in the locker room are backing up Mike Norvell. He reminded everybody about how much that the head coach puts into this program and puts into the players. And I just think, you know, a big key in the game from a Florida State offensive perspective is just what you guys talked about. Florida State's big play capability is there with Gus Malzahn calling the offense and with Tommy Castellanos being the guy as the trigger man at the quarterback spot. And, you know, two guys to watch tomorrow for FSU are Deuce Robinson and Mekhi Dansey. And those two guys have been big-time playmakers for Florida State in the passing game. You know, a Clemson defense, like you guys mentioned, that for whatever reason, these are all the guys we've seen the last couple of years for tremendous Clemson defenses. They just have had a little bit of a disconnect. And the last couple of games, you know, eight passing plays of 20 yards or more and seven touchdown passes of 70 yards or more. And so from a Florida State standpoint, that's a potential opportunity. Obviously, Clemson defensively is going to watch the film. They're going to understand what they need to do and tighten some things up. But that's a big storyline in a big-time way for how this game could shake out tomorrow night.
Jeff, what does it say about the sport of college football in your mind that you see Clemson, a successful program, drop to these lows that they've dropped to in 2025? Florida State, not long ago, where we all remember the shot of them sitting in the meeting room with their heads in their hands after hearing the disappointment that they won in the college football playoff. To fast forward a few years, in 2025, you beat Alabama in the beginning of the season, and a few weeks later, you're out of the top 25. In your mind, you see a lot of college football. What's that say about the sport?
Oh, how much time do we have?
As much as you want.
Man, you know, I think we as media and we as voters and the committee, we've got to get away from these preconceived notions of which league is the best and which programs are the best, because it's completely different than what it was even 5 years ago. And that's why Indiana and Virginia can go and find a roster full of players quickly and be in the mix. And but a Virginia who has had a great year gets shunned because they're not a name program. And Florida State got treated like a Group of Five school 2 years ago. It was ridiculous. And we've got to get away from this thought process of, hey, just because a team has been great or a name has been great for years doesn't mean this year they're great. And unfortunately, Clemson's going through that this year. Penn State's going through that this year. And you're seeing other teams and programs rise up, because gone are the days of the big brands accumulating the talent and these guys sitting around for 3 years to wait their turn. They can leave now. And they can go play wherever. And so those days are over. And so just because your name is Alabama or Georgia or whomever, Clemson, Florida State, whoever it is, you shouldn't be given a pass because of your name. And it's still happening by the committee. It's still happening by media. It's frustrating. And it's something that we've got to crack down on and break the walls down and really – you know, look at and try and analyze better. I think we've got to be better. I think everybody out there has to be better. And so much of this, I think, is dictated by TV ratings and other items. And that's what's frustrating, where if you're not a name brand or if you're not in the SEC or the Big Ten, you got a thin margin of error on your season. And so it's frustrating. And I think ultimately, as we continue to get further and further into this roster turnover and changes and NIL, I think we'll get there, but right now we're definitely not.
Talking to Jeff Culhane, the play-by-play voice of Florida State football. You know, Jeff, every now and again a stat comes across your desk that just it baffles the mind, and it is unbelievable to think that it's been nearly two calendar years since Florida State has won a true road game. It's hard to say that can't be right. Can it? But we know that football players are creatures of habit, and coaches are as well. But Has Mike Norvell kind of shaken up the apple tree? Has he done anything to shake that travel schedule, the walkthroughs, the nutrition standpoints, the scheduling to try to get those road wins? Or is he kind of really maintaining the schedule that he already had prior?
Yeah, I mean, look, 2024 last year was a perfect storm of disaster for this program, starting with the snub, starting with the way the month of December in 2023 went, you know, and then looking at the unfortunate misses in the portal, the miss at quarterback, the miss in some recruiting areas. I think this, it was a perfect storm of disappointment, and a lot of things came together at the same time to put Florida State in the spot they were a year ago, unfortunately. This year, I think this is a team that's trying to build back off of the frustration of 2024. You know, look, this FSU team lost a tough game at Virginia, and that loss is not looking as bad as you thought it was back in late September. The loss to Stanford's terrible. There's no way to sugarcoat it, and anybody would tell you here that was one we're supposed to win, and we did nothing went our way that night, and we didn't help ourselves in any way, shape, or form. And so this group has to check that box, right? It's sort of the next step in the culture of this team this season, and building things back to where you want it to go and getting back in the conversation as a college football playoff contender, an ACC championship contender. And, you know, it's ironic, right, that it comes here where Clemson from 2014 to 2013 was unbeatable, essentially. And it's in a position where if Florida State beats Clemson Saturday night, it'd be the first time in program history Clemson's lost five home games in a season.
Yeah.
And so it's just wild. And that's sort of the irony you have. It's a prime example of what we just talked about before. The things we think we know in college football, we may not quite know anymore with how the game has changed.
Jeff, for Clemson fans,
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That will Saturday night see this Florida State offense for the very first time. When you talk about guys like Robinson and Danzy on the outside, big play threats, both averaging over 20 a game, or 20 a reception. Robinson 20.3 yards per reception. Danzy just above that at like 24 yards per reception. And you know, look at what they've done in 2025. It seems like those two, Robinson and Danzy, are the go-to guys for a Clemson defense that Diesel brought up a few minutes ago that's had their areas of struggle this year, especially against SMU and Duke. Do you feel like those two guys, that Florida State's going to have to rely on Robinson and Danzy to you know, connect on a couple of big plays in order for Florida State to have a chance Saturday?
Well, I think that I think that you would like to believe that's where you want to go. I always feel like when you have games like this with teams with tons of talent, and especially good teams with good coaches, Dabo Swinney's still a great coach. I know it has not been a great year, but he is a great coach. Mike Norvell is a tremendous coach. There's no doubt about it. You got great coordinators across the board. Honestly, guys, I think for Florida State, yes, those two guys could have opportunity, but my thought is someone else will have to step up for Florida State. They'll have to run the football a little bit better. They'll have to get Randy Pittman involved at the tight end spot, who's a versatile guy, kind of like a Jaheim Bell, who was at South Carolina and also at Florida State playing here in 2023. You know, I always feel like the obvious sort of things that have happened to teams building up towards a game like this, they almost get taken away, and the team that's been struggling figures it out and does a great job in slowing down the thing that's really been hurting them. So it wouldn't shock me if Clemson has a great plan in place tomorrow night for both Deuce Robinson and Mekhi Dansey. That means other guys for Florida State need to step up. Maybe Tommy Castellanos can get involved in the quarterback run game a little bit more than what he has here so far this season. But yes, it's fun to watch those two guys for FSU. They've been tremendous, and there's gonna be a lot of talent flying around, even though both records have not been up to what either fan base has expected throughout this season.
Jeff, how aggressive would you expect Tony White's defense to be on Saturday? We know that if you can rattle Cade Klubnik early, you can kind of hold him down for the better part of the game. But if he gets hot, and we saw it last week against Duke, if he gets hot, he can have a prolific day. So in your mind, what's the game plan, the strategy there? Is it be aggressive, try to get early turnovers and kind of put that boot on Clemson's neck? Or are they going to play back a little bit, play a little more conservative?
I would like to see that from a Florida State perspective because, you know, I think that if you're able to come out similarly to what Duke did last week and score on your first three drives and maybe cause a turnover or grab a couple of sacks, you create that here-we-go-again mentality on the Clemson sidelines, and maybe the Boo Birds start to come out inside a stadium on Saturday night, guys. And so I would think that would be the route that FSU would want to go. You'd want to be aggressive. I'm sure Cade's ankle is a little bit better since the Boston College game. I know he missed SMU, and he had it heavily taped last weekend against Duke. But, gosh, this passing game for Clemson has been unbelievable. 300-plus yards passing in four of the last five games. Obviously, Garrett Riley and company have dialed it up. And I know we've talked about our receivers throughout this conversation, but, man, Clemson's wide receivers are tremendous. I mean, Antonio Williams has lit up Florida State in essentially every meeting. 2022, last year, 2024. He's so versatile with running the football. He can throw the football. It's a bummer that Bryant Wesco is out. I think he's one of the best players in the league and across the board. Clemson's receiving core is so talented and absolutely tremendous. And then you have a guy like Adam Randall, who is so versatile. And you get him the ball out of the backfield. He obviously made the move to running back to get the ball in his hands. So it's a Clemson offense that's got big play capability, similar to Florida State. But I would agree with you. Yes, if you can get to this group early, if you can jump on top early, create a little bit of doubt and a little bit of here-we-go-again mentality, that could potentially go a long way to the success of FSU in this game.
And then, Jeff, my final question for you, how do you see this one playing out?
Well, I'm going to go obviously on the Florida State side, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go 38-34 Florida State in a high-scoring game on Saturday night, which means it'll be 14-13. So that's usually how it goes with these predictions.
Tell us about it.
But I think, yes, I think you're going to see both offenses have a chance to make big plays. I think this is going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think you're going to see playmakers on both sides in the passing game have a chance to go out and make some things happen. You know, which quarterback will avoid a big mistake late in the game, I think, is going to be the difference. And special teams as well. You got some two good kickers here. Nolan Hooser made five field goals last year at Doak. And you got a guy for us who's a redshirt freshman, and Jake Weinberg, who's got a big leg from 50-plus yards. So I think this is going to be a fun game tomorrow night, guys, and buckle up. A lot of fireworks expected from my perspective.
My last one for you here, Jeff. A year ago, we saw Mike Norvell do something that no other head coach, at least that I can think of or that I've heard publicly, did, where he said that he was going to commit part of his own salary to Florida State's NIL funds. Is he continuing that on an annual basis? And can you point to any specific fruits that bore?
Well, that's a great question. Yeah, he committed half of his salary last year. And I know there's some things written into that agreement where that money is invested into NIL. I believe it's going to be an item that he has the option to continue to do during time. But shoot, he's already put $5 million into it, boys. That's pretty darn good. I don't know how much more he needs to add, quite honestly. But he has looked at it, and he's understood. He's understood that, hey, the name of the game is we've got to go and establish the best roster we possibly can and invest in our players. And I give our head coach a lot of kudos for doing that, knowing that after a tough year, it's time to flip it. And they did a pretty good job this year. This is a pretty good roster that they put together, and I'm confident in this group that it's going to continue to get better into 2026.
Jeff, fantastic stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to join us this afternoon. Have a great call tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
Guys, great talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Good stuff there, man. And I'll tell you what, Diesel, it's going to be interesting to see. I think he's right. I think ultimately, regardless of records, I think we're still in for a fun one. I can't wait.
The one thing that makes me nervous is without Bryant Wesco, how much can they just key in on Williams and take that weapon away and hold this Clemson offense down, because the running game is not working.
I think they'll try to make the run game beat them.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to do that.
I say, hey, you're right. Wesco being out's a big deal. Antonio had a good game last week. Cade's had a good game last week. So I think that's a big part of it. Should be a lot of fun.
When we come back, Cole, earlier you let in, you kind of buttered Smitty up a little bit, giving him some kudos for his L.A. Dodgers winning another World Series. Well, there is another Japanese slugger that is going to be making his way into Major League Baseball this offseason. I'm going to start just slowly introducing you, Tolos, to him and what you can expect from this gigantic prospect coming into baseball. We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.